3, 2. Welcome to the Dutch Bros Podcast. My name is Brant Boersma, and I am here to talk to you. You guys, we have a whole new series we're starting today, the how-to series. And so we brought in our very own TJ Dugan into the house. Hi, Tyler.
Hello, Brant.
Or TJ, sorry. I'll go TJ. I'm not trying to spill your secrets, but you're only allowed to call him Tyler if you're his lady.
Or my mom. Or my nana.
Yeah, so if you're only an official titled woman in his life. Yeah. Does your sister call you Tyler?
Yeah, they all call me Tyler.
They probably call you other things too, like when you're mean and picking on them.
They still call me Tyler.
They say it just angrily. Yeah. Well, so today we're going to be talking about how to make a video. How to make a video. And, you know, there's totally a ton of different platforms, but we actually had you sit in with us, Tyler, because, or TJ, sorry. I'm one of those ladies for
you. Yes, you are. As of 10 minutes ago.
As of right now. TJ, can you tell me about, you know, you were actually one of our very first, you know, we hired you from within the company. You're our main videographer. Is that videographer, right?
Yeah, videographer.
I was saying videographer.
It's lead video. Shooter, I guess.
Videographer?
Yeah.
Lead shooter. And so what do you do exactly here at HQ now?
Well, very basic. I shoot and edit videos.
And you're leaving pretty soon here to travel around. So you go out with the team to capture footage all over the place nowadays.
Yeah, we're leaving for Arizona in the morning.
Holy moly.
Yeah.
So now you worked in Nampa Caldwell for the Randalls for a little while, right?
Yeah.
And we actually did a whip video that you were the star of.
Yeah.
And it was all about making movies, making film.
Yeah.
Tell me about how all that went down.
Well, like the whole thing?
You went to school for this.
Yeah. So I went to school and graduated. And right after I graduated college, my family moved to Japan. And I'm from Seattle. And so I was debating whether to stay.
Go Lions. Sorry.
Okay.
I just have to throw that in there for you. Detroit. Detroit. Anyways, go on. Yeah. Sorry. Okay.
My Seagulls are pretty good, though. So after they left, I was debating whether to stay in Nampa or go back to Seattle. And ultimately, I decided to stay in Nampa just because I had more connections down there with school. And
yeah,
Seattle's expensive. And I kind of like the area. So after I graduated, I got an internship at Mission Aviation Fellowship. And that was only 20 hours a week. So
yeah.
I had time open to have another job. And I applied to Dutch. And I remember going to my interview. And there is Shayna Randall. I sit down and she goes, "So you're TJ." And I was like, "Yes, I am." She's like, "You've been on our radar for a very long time."
Oh, no.
So
I've got a lot of girls that want to call you Tyler.
Oh, my gosh. So then I got hired the next day, and it was kind of, that's where, you know, that happened. And it was really good to take a break from school. And I honestly didn't shoot or edit a video for like 6 or 7 months after I graduated.
Well, and then, so when they got in contact with you for the What's Your Passion video, the whip video, it actually literally was like an interview.
Yeah.
Really.
They just wanted to see if they can go a whole day without punching me in the face.
And it worked.
Yes.
No, I punched him.
Yeah.
Oh, Mark hit him once, but they're like, "Well, one punch is good."
It was more like a
But that just came at a very interesting time, because that was after I filmed the We Are DB2C video, and I was really looking to dive into my career with film, and every door was just slamming in my face. I was trying to get involved with my old school. I was trying to do stuff for the newspaper. Everything was just slamming in my face. So the same day Daniel contacted me for the passion video, I went to the National Guard recruiting office to take the ASVAB test. And for some reason, I couldn't get in. The door, it was locked.
The door was locked.
The door was locked. And I called the recruiter like half an hour later. He's like, "Hey, where are you at?" I'm like, "Well, I came and the door was locked." Half an hour later, I'm walking through Target. And I get a message from Daniel saying he wants to shoot a passion video on me. And so it was very interesting. I called him 2 days later and I actually told him not to do it. I said, "Hey, I'm actually looking at quitting." And he's like, "Dude," he's like, "I still want to do one on you. So if you're down, I'm down." I was like, "Okay, I'm down."
So then you're like, "I guess I'll stick around."
I'll stick around. Just
How long have you been playing around with cameras? I mean, have you been making videos forever?
Yeah, I mean, I've always been obsessed with cameras and like VCRs. I'd always take them apart and try to put them back together and stuff like that. But it probably wasn't when I was 7 or 8, I discovered kind of like stop motion.
Yeah.
On, because that's when you had the tape, and I would use Corman and I'd stick tape to the bottom of their feet and I'd set them down.
What was it? Corman?
What's that? Corman, like the little action figures.
Corman, I've never heard of them. G.I. Joe was what.
Yeah.
Like, it's like that. They're like,
yeah.
G.I. Joes.
Yeah, they're just.
Like Ninja Turtles were my jam, but yeah. They're like kind of bigger than.
And also Tech Decks, like stuff like
that.
Oh, yeah. So ooh. I would put tape on the bottom and I would set them, hit play pause, and I'd move them.
Oh, yeah.
And then I'd hit play pause again. So you'd do that over and over and over again. And then you'd like mess up and you'd have to like rewind to the place where you messed up and you have to do it over and over again.
Remember, I mean, VHS was.
That was where it's at.
That's the OGs.
Yeah. You could like pull out the tape, like look at it.
Well, I mean, obviously the videos have evolved a ton. Even the process of it. What kind of so you just were talking about making videos and when you were younger and the kind of equipment needed for that. What do you use nowadays?
Well, now I use the, you want me to get like technical with it?
Well,
like
I
the
don't
camera?
Know, I guess.
So now I use what is called a DSLR, and those really didn't get big until probably like 5, 6, 7 years ago. They look like a photo camera.
Yeah.
But
that's actually a functioning, smooth
video camera.
Yeah.
And before it was a photo camera that took decent video.
Yeah.
But now they're making them video cameras that take decent pictures. So it's pretty neat to see how like that's like come along. And you know, cameras are constantly improving. They're constantly updated. You buy a camera, 6 months later, it's outdated.
Yeah.
So it's cool to nerd out about that stuff. But at the same time, it's just, you know, in a year, it's going to be outdated. They're going to come out with something
right.
new.
Right. So it's hard to buy something brand new.
And whatever they come out is like revolutionary. Yeah. Like,
all the time. Yeah. I know you are doing a ton of videos out here at Dodger Bros, but do you also do other stuff with video?
Yeah. I mean, I've shot a couple weddings. I filmed a skate competition. I like to go out and shoot nature and stuff like that. Sometimes I like to just go out and just shoot stuff, you know, for fun. I filmed a powwow. That was interesting. I went to South Africa for a video with World Vision, an active shooter training video. That was
pretty crazy.
Pretty crazy. I'm going to Africa again in October.
Really?
Yes, to film with a nonprofit. Walk in the light.
Awesome.
Yeah, I'm following my friend's mom. She's an artist.
Yeah.
And she does glass work and metal work. And I may be wrong, but I think some of like her pieces, she uses that money to help this organization or whatever. And I'm kind of just like following her and just making that connection. So that'll be sweet. I've shot a birthday party, which is
nice.
Like really weird because it's just people eating the whole entire time. It's
cake and stuff.
Yeah, it was for a 50th birthday party. So
you can make it cool though, where you do that. I've seen you do it on like Snapchat and stuff, where you do the reverse, where it's like they're pulling the food out of themselves.
Yeah, they're just
like
all just reversed eating.
Reversed eating.
Then I got GoPro stuff. You know?
Now, I mean, in the spirit of the podcast, how to make a video? Like, what would be something basic that they would need in order to make a video?
Just a phone.
iPhone or any kind of phone, really,
nowadays. If it's super basic and you just want to, like, experiment with it, it's probably iPhone or an Android, any type of phone that shoots video, because all of them shoot 1080 now.
Yeah.
Some even shoot 4K.
What is 1080p exactly?
1080p? I forgot.
Is it 1080p or is it just 1080?
Yeah, there's 1080p, then 1080i. I is, yeah. So.
What? Say that again. Say it in here. Progressive and interlaced. But basically it's just the quality of the actual.
Yeah. Like all our videos on our YouTube channel are all 1080p.
Oh, cool.
So even though we shoot stuff in 4K, we still export it out in 1080p.
Because it takes up so much room.
Yeah. Also, the cool thing about shooting in 4K, especially like an interview, you now have one camera that can be used as two. Because 4K essentially is like
double. You can zoom in.
Yeah, you can zoom
out.
Yeah, so.
So if I wanted to, say, just go out, I'm like, you know what? I'm going to make a video today. I could just take my phone. I have an iPhone 6 Plus because, I live large. And so I take my phone out there, and I could just hit record and just kind of, you know, do whatever, film whatever I wanted. And then from there, what is the best thing to do from there?
Well, if you're going on your phone, then you can just buy iMovie, the app.
Oh, you know, nice.
I think it's free, actually. I don't know.
I think it is on,
and
on
then
my phone.
Within there, you can add music, you can make cuts. And
yeah,
that's like very basic.
Yeah.
But, you know, people do it all the time and people make it work.
YouTube, I know. You get paid to have videos on YouTube. You can get paid.
Yeah, it's like after a certain many views, yeah.
So with that, though, you can't have like Coldplay song or something, you know.
I know there's different loopholes with the licensings of music on YouTube. That's like the biggest thing that people will get in trouble for. But media law is not my strong. I took a class once and like passed with a C. So, you know, it was very big. Well, but,
So if I wanted to say I'm like, you know what? I want to start getting into video. I want to start making these videos. So I get it on my phone. I go out there. I take some video. On the iMovie, you can kind of piece things together and edit it kind of right in a simple manner.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where it's just kind of shortened. And did you hear that?
Yeah.
R2-D2? Classic Phil. Classic Phil. Always making interruptions. Wow. Anyways. Oh, man. Sorry, TJ.
Oh, it's okay.
You know, you're used to it, though. It sucks. That's what's hard is everyone's grown callous to Phil now. So you can piece these things together, and I put it all there. And then where from there? Is it YouTube? Is that the best place to go? Or
maybe to start out, if you have an Instagram.
Yeah.
I'd probably start putting them on Instagram because it's going to be a shorter video. Instagram only allows 60 seconds.
Okay.
So to put together like a minute-long video isn't going to take that much time.
Yeah.
I mean, if you get crazy with editing and it's called post and post with editing, then it can take you a long time. But if you're starting out very basic, I think Instagram's a really good way to get your critique back. Because then you can see the likes and people are going to leave comments. And then after you build, you know, a little more, then you could probably start posting on YouTube and
stuff like that. Now, you said post. Like, I just want to try to keep it simple, stupid. Is there pre-production that someone should do? Like if I'm going out there, say I'm like, hey TJ, my name's Brant. I want to make a video. What would be the steps, I guess, to go through it?
Well, one, it's like, what are you shooting?
Yeah.
Like what do you want to shoot?
Brant? Obviously my comic book collection. Doi, 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 doi. Yeah.
Just your comic book collection?
And then, nature.
And nature. In one.
Comics in nature.
In one video.
Yeah.
Okay.
Comics in nature. So, I mean, I don't know, maybe take comic books to the river, to a park, to a tree.
What's the point? What's the message? The
message is that you can read comic books anywhere. There. Or maybe the real message is to read.
To read.
Yeah, wow. See, that's kind of some of the steps is actually asking yourself why and what. And that kind of can detail out where you're going to go with it.
Yeah.
We should make a video about comic books in the future, dude.
Next.
Wow, this is actually a really great idea. Actually, it's not that great of an idea. Reading is a good idea, though.
Reading Rainbow. Mm. You know, there's a whole series about reading.
I'll take you anywhere. It's right. Take a look. It's in a book. The Reading Rainbow. Yeah. Butterfly in the sky. I can fly twice as high. Mark Berry knows the lyrics to every single like PBS like state like show there is. He was singing Lamb Chops Play Along earlier.
Oh my gosh.
Lamb Chops Play Along, just play along.
And random sport facts.
Yeah.
It's walking an encyclopedia.
It is.
So basically it's kind of like what is the message behind your video? In school they always told me show not tell.
What does that mean?
So don't tell the viewer what they want to know. Show them.
Yeah.
So show them reading is just reading. I don't know. But maybe.
Well, you could get crazier then.
Or like you open your comic book in your comic book room. Then all of a sudden it's like, bam, you're in like a different place. Then you turn the page. You're in another place. It's just like, boom, you finish it. Boom, you're in your comic book.
And you could literally do that. I mean, that kind of something like that. Anybody, I could do that on my phone.
Yeah.
I could really literally have, I would need probably, it'll be harder by myself.
Yeah.
it's probably better to have somebody else with you, or I could be filming, say, you reading a comic book and then going and transferring to this other world and then this other place and this other place. And when you're done with the comic book, boom, you're back in the comic
room. Yeah. And there's like, I mean, there's, once you have the basic idea, then you kind of like develop a shot list and stuff like that.
What is the shot list?
So a shot list, so before you're like, okay, I did this with DJ's Whip.
Yeah.
I remember I put together a shot list and I gave it to Daniel and Mark Berry. I said, I think this is kind of stuff I want to look for. And like, I want to shoot in slow motion. I want real tight shots of like him putting in the bindings and of the snow and like of action shots. And I watched, you know, like The Art of Flight for inspiration. And I wanted to kind of like mimic that feel.
Yeah.
Still make it my own, but you know.
Right. But you have a direction at least.
Yeah. And so I knew, like before going in, I told Daniel, no, I'm going to shoot with a zoom lens.
Yeah.
And Daniel was more wide because I like details. I like really tight shots and I like details. And Daniel got more of the action stuff than Mark Berry had a GoPro all day. So we planned that out like a couple days before. And and I don't have the shot list with me, but I like...
Right, you have all that detailed out. Every shot, that this is the angle I'm looking at. Yeah. This is how... this is zoomed in.
Like, I want a shot of him putting his goggles on. I want a shot of him Velcroing his gloves. I want a shot of him putting his bindings in. I want a shot of him walking. I want, like, all these shots.
But this is is obviously not just a simple little video. This is something that you're like... This is actually, like, a production that you're trying to put on. And maybe that's what all videos kind of are, a little bit of a production, right?
Yeah. Pre-planning is huge.
Yeah.
Like, when I first started out, I didn't pre-plan at all. I just went out, shot whatever.
Yeah.
Pieced it together in the end, just to try to make something look cool. Then, you know, over time, you kind of realize the importance of pre-planning, having your shot list together. Then when you get into stuff like interviewing somebody, you know, doing a pre-interview to understand what the story is. Yeah. So then you have a set of questions. Because when you interview somebody, you're actually like directing them. You're asking them the questions. Then you have to listen to what they have to say. Then you...
Well, even on like this podcast right now, we do have like a sheet kind of stuff. We've talked about like, where do we want to go and stuff. So, but that's, I imagine even more so on a video. It's like, because it's not just like, okay, so sit on the red couch, look into my eyes, call me Tyler. It's like, so you have all this what's that, the six P's is prior planning prevents piss poor performance, you know?
Yeah.
So you plan it all out and then you go out and you execute it all and then...
And sometimes like you miss the mark.
Totally.
Sometimes you come back and you're like, crap, I totally screwed on that one.
Yeah.
And you have to go out and shoot it again. But that's like, okay.
It's just, I mean,
that's just how it works.
So what is the longest process of actually putting together a video?
For me?
Yeah.
That I've done?
Yeah.
Probably was my senior project.
What took so long on it?
I wrote it.
Oh, so you did every little bit.
I did everything. And
what was it about?
It was about basically a relationship between a mother and a son.
Mm-hmm.
When the mom was pregnant with the son, she drank. And so when he was born, school was never easy for him.
Yeah.
It was very difficult. And he basically had a disability.
Yeah.
So there's this broken relationship that we start out in the film with, and it's an AA meeting of the mom explaining like she feels bad because
the effect on
her son. And throughout the whole film, there's been moments where she tries talking to her son and her son just ignores her and she retreats her to her phone for comfort. And that was kind of the overlined spine, the message through the film was... She retreated to her phone during these awkward or like tough situations instead of actually facing it. So, and then she reverted back to drinking. And so the last like scene of the film was her like putting her phone aside and like throwing the alcohol away and engaging with her son.
How long was the movie that?
12 minutes.
Crazy.
And it still didn't even turn out the way I wanted to because, you know, I was a senior. I was on student government. Like, a
lot going on.
And also, 2 days before my senior film, you know, in order for me to graduate, my edit got deleted.
Oh, fun.
Yeah.
So that was a hectic day.
So 80% of my edit was done. And I remember I go on to finish it. I was like, I was like, I could bust this out in 3 hours. I could finish my senior film in three hours.
How long does it take to edit?
Oh, it takes a while. So what happened is I got on, delete, it was gone. I tried to look at my autosave files. I couldn't find anything. And I was like, all right, guys. I told my roommates, it's like, you'll see me in 2 hours. I'm just going to go for a walk. And I had to make the choice. You know, the next day, it was going to be a Saturday. I presented on Monday. And Saturday, I woke up at 7 in the morning. I brought my couch into the room and I edited for 13 hours straight just because I had to finish it. I had no choice.
So why make videos, period?
It's weird because books are cool because then you can hear the character's thoughts. But a picture, you can see something, right?
Right.
And you can visualize it. Audio, you can hear it. But if you're supposed to put the two together, I feel like it has a stronger impact where you can hear the characters, see them move. And look into their eyes, almost like you're there.
Yeah,
you can have more of an impact.
So you said that Instagram was probably the best place for immediate feedback on kind of your
probably.
Where else would I go for that kind of input? Or is that just kind of asking for it? Or
I just feel like Instagram is pretty popular.
Yeah.
So for the immediate feedback, you'd probably want to go to the most popular social media site for that. I mean, Snapchat's huge, and you can practice. Storytelling through Snapchat.
Yeah, I've seen that. It's been pretty impressive.
There's some people that get really into it and they plan it. It's sick. I've even had people private message me through Snapchat and dude, your Snap story was awesome. When I planned stuff out.
Right, yeah.
So, I mean, that's just way to practice. And there's that's instant feedback right there.
Right.
And I remember I've done that a couple times where I turn off my data on my Snapchat. And I shoot my whole story.
And then upload
it. Then I turn on my data. So it's all at once.
Goes at one time.
So
that's pretty
cool. I mean, it's really cool now because you have all these platforms that you can put your stuff on to get feedback. I mean, you can do it on YouTube. You can do it on Facebook.
Yeah.
You can do it on Instagram. I'm pretty sure you could probably still do it on MySpace.
That's a place still?
I think so.
My place.
I can still log MySpace. Into mine.
So would you say that a simple thing of how to make an actual video would be to A, prepare for it. Write it out. What do you want to do with it? B, maybe potentially get some assistance with someone that is going to be in it, or if it's yourself, then having someone else kind of film with you on it. But if it's just you, then go out and film it.
Yeah.
And then C, probably just editing it, putting aside time. Is it editing that takes the longest, I imagine?
Pre-planning. But yeah, then editing.
Editing just takes a long time.
Because, you know, sometimes you think you got it.
Yeah.
Then you go back and you look at your footage and you're like, oh, dude, I missed it.
Yeah.
Like when so-and-so's talking about this thing, I don't have a shot of that thing that I can put over when she mentions it. You know,
right, yeah.
I can't make that connection. I just totally spaced. So it's a lot of trial and error. And I think especially starting out, it's okay to just go out and film stuff. Get to know your camera, know how to use it. Always have in mind the story. That's the one thing that Phil is good about.
What?
Yeah.
He doesn't, he's not even listening. He doesn't care anymore.
Is a story.
Story is important.
Story is very important. You can have a crappy quality looking video with a strong story.
Yeah. And it's not bad.
Yeah. And I mean,
because the story is good.
The story is good. That's why I get teared up every single time I see a soldier coming home visiting.
Yeah, right.
Their kid from an iPhone phone, camera. And I get emotional.
Yeah, it's not edited. It's nothing. It's like a home movie.
It's just a whole movie, but you start crying.
Because you know. Yeah. So, man, you do all this stuff and then you just put it out there on the internet. It's forever, right?
Pretty much, yeah.
So, what is some of the stuff to be aware of for that kind of stuff? You know, my kids growing up and stuff, I'm like, dude, I'm not letting you have access to post stuff on the internet until I feel like you're ready to even do any of that stuff.
It's cool, but it's scary at the same time. I think social media as a whole, to me, social media is like Snapchat, Instagram, you know, Facebook, all that stuff. It's relatively new to society, you know, and it's a tool, but I mean, it is forever. So there's a lot of people that post dumb stuff. And you're like, do you really want that on there? That's 5 years from now? For me, when I started posting stuff on YouTube, I actually kind of got nervous because I was like, once I hit this, like, it's out there. And
yeah,
but at the same time, it's good to kind of let a project go.
Yeah,
because I think you could even ask, like, you know, filmmakers, they'll probably beat up a movie
right
forever.
Yeah,
and they'll them. And they'll tweak it forever, but you know, there's a good point where you just got to be like, it's done.
Yeah.
And for me, that's kind of what YouTube has allowed me to do. Just like, you know, it's done. It's out there. People can see it. I'm going to get feedback.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's not the best feedback or the feedback that I wanted, but you know, critique is always, it's always good.
So, I mean, do you ever go back and just look at some of the older stuff that you've done? Yeah. And
all the time. Yeah. Sometimes I'm like, oh, I'm not really, like, improving. Then I go back, and I'm like,
I'm improving a ton.
What was I doing in that video? Yeah. I don't know. And that's kind of a cool thing to have that type of documentation behind it with your work. I mean, I even had people, you know, tell me, like, dude, we watched, like, all your videos on YouTube, and, like, you've gotten better. And that's always good, you know, to hear, because sometimes you don't see that. Because you're always trying to get to that next spot.
Yeah.
And sometimes you forget, enjoy the small little triumphs.
So why do you make videos then? Why do you do it personally?
Personally, like, I love it. I feel like I can capture the world how I see it, and then I can share it. I still don't feel like I'm there yet.
Yeah.
Like, I still feel like I haven't mastered it, but you know, I am learning tricks, like, all the time.
Is it true you've crashed 2 drones?
Yes. Yes, it is.
That's good lessons.
Yeah, totally. But it's also a medium to influence, and in the end, that's what I want to do.
Yeah.
You know, if that's making one movie, one documentary that just makes people think,
yeah,
then I feel like I've done my job.
Well, that's one of the things I know we've been talking about, the podcast, doing this, talking about video and stuff, and that's one of the things that you've shared, is that it's like, you, like, on Instagram even, you know, like, oh, you have 1,300 followers or whatever it is. And if you put out a minute video, you're getting 1,300 potential views.
Yeah.
You know, of that video.
And it's like the first time it's been available to, like, us as humans.
Right. I mean, originally it was like there was no movies. It was like you go to the theater.
Yeah.
And the theater was only limited to a space. And that performance, if something happened that was different, like, only those limited people could see it. And now it's like you can record it and share it and then share it. I mean, it's crazy how things can get shared to literally, like, thousands of people.
And that anyone can see it too. Yeah. And even especially with, like, Snapchat.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you can be filmed without even knowing it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then if that person has, like, hundreds of followers and they can see what you're doing and you're not even knowing that you're being filmed.
Right.
So... Yeah, I reversed film. I filmed people eating and I put it in reverse and they didn't know I was filming. And some people thought it was funny. Some people
got mad. Did you get in trouble?
No.
Well, kind of.
But I did.
They stopped calling you Tyler. The ladies are like, oh, TJ. It was TJ again.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, gosh. All right. I think that's a big deal, though. I think that being able to influence a ton of people, because, like, you're going to be able to reach a broader audience through a video than you potentially can by just being here in person, you know, obviously. I mean, I think that's the beautiful thing about books and about, you know, podcasts even, and all these things, is like it has the potential to reach more people on a grander scale. And it's like these things that you feel and that you care about and you're passionate about. And I love what you said about, it's like, I want to show the world through my eyes, like how I see it.
And that's the thing that's always interesting, is there's millions of, I don't, how many people live on this earth?
7.3 billion, something like that.
Yeah, and each one of them has their own perspective.
Yeah. Thing is, like, you don't know how that other person is living, what's going on in their life and stuff. And so it's a beautiful way to express yourself.
That's so true. There's been times where I'm, like, sad and I've, like, shot something, then I've edited it. I'm like, wow, dude, I am in a dark place right now. Holy cow. But then there's some videos where I'm just, like, all hyped up on life and, like, my edit's, like, fast and, like, jittery. So it is a way to express yourself, and sometimes it is kind of escape.
Yeah. You know, I know that there's probably a ton of people out there that are interested in video.
Oh,
you know?
There's tons of people. People ask me all the time. And
what kind of advice would you give them?
Like, basically, like, if they just said, I want to get in the video.
Hey, man, I want to get in video.
I was like, well, you have a phone. just and you just got to do it. If you want it, you're going to find a way to, and you're going to figure it out how to do it. I mean, it just depends on how bad you want it. I mean, I run into people, oh yeah, I want to get in the video. And I'm like, all right, like you have your phone, like get iMovie, just try and do something real quick. And like a month later, you know, you could ask them like, hey, did you do this? And like, no. Then like a month later, you ask them, no. I'm like, well, you probably really didn't want to do it. So, I remember when, you know, it was my senior year of high school, and I really wanted like some sort of camera. And so I got a flip camera. That was like right before they started like putting cameras in like smartphones and stuff.
Yeah.
So I think that put the flip camera out of business. Cause I remember the flip camera was huge. Yeah. I had like the USB port on the side, and oh man, I used that
like crazy.
I like Velcroed. I got a Velcro pack and I Velcroed all over the side of it so I can hook it up in my car and like film my friends. And we would do the dumb things where we go through a drive through and like grab the ice cream cone from up top, just being like,
put it in your mouth.
Oh yeah, just being stupid. But then I just kept on doing it. Then all I had was iMovie, so I figured that out. Then went to school and they were using Final Cut Pro, and I noticed some of the older people that were really good, they had their own cameras and their own editing software. So I eventually got my own camera and my own computer to edit on at home, and that was probably the best thing.
Yeah.
Because it now is like all me.
Yeah.
Like if I wasn't doing it, it wasn't because I was waiting on a computer to open up in the editing suite or somebody checked out a camera. Like I had all the supplies right there. So the only reason for me not to be doing it was because I chose not to. And luckily I just filmed all the time.
Yeah.
I'd just film like random stupid things like grass.
Yeah. And but then you could see what you like about it. You can see what you didn't like.
And like just like experimenting with like the f-stop and then like the focus. And I got to the point where my camera was muscle memory.
Yeah.
Like I knew my camera really well. And you know, I was still learning stuff about my camera up until I bought my newest one. So
and then it's a whole new world.
A whole new world. The interface is different. Like then that's when I was experimenting with 4K. It shot a higher frame rate, which meant like it did slow motion.
Right. And
so that's just like, oh yeah.
Awesome. This is capable.
There's more options.
Yeah.
And that's the thing that I've learned, you know, about going back on like, you know, what camera you should get. Cameras are always going to change. Technology is always going to be updating. But you know, if you can learn the very basics, and that's like story and like planning out shots. I mean, that's what they do in movies.
Yeah.
Kind of like basic.
So it's like, oh, it's almost as if the map is already out there.
Yeah. Storytelling's ancient. So it's the one thing that kind of brings us together as humans is story. And sometimes people miss that in the videos, how to tell a story.
Yeah. Anything else you want to say? It's Dutch Nation's out there waiting for you.
I guess like if you're really serious about getting in the video, you will fail a lot.
Yeah.
There'll be trial and error, but if you want it bad enough, you just got to ride the wave.
Yeah. I would too throw out that precautionary thing of like, once it's published, once it's out there, it's out there.
Yeah.
Don't put out something that you're going to later on regret that you put out there, but also don't have this fear of like
not expressing yourself.
Right. Yeah. And not failing. I mean, I think that's part of it. It's like, it's not going to be good enough is different than like, I'm going to do something that it's like, you know, I'm going to totally regret later.
And I think it's like never going to be good enough.
No.
You know?
Right.
You know, people who are like active in the film community can really say, there's this one dude and he's the best.
Yeah.
Because everyone has a certain style. Everyone likes different looks.
I like Tim Burton. I'm just saying.
Yeah. And like Tim Burton's awesome, but he's not one of my favorites.
No, right?
Like,
so, whatever.
So.
Agree to disagree. So get out there. Make yourself some videos. Don't be scared.
And look on YouTube. There's tons of stuff on YouTube.
Yeah, there's tons of stuff to model after. That's the one thing that's awesome.
And there's so many tutorials. If I don't know how to do something, I go to YouTube.
And I
watch it and I learn it. And like,
so it's like there is an extra education already out there.
You know, I learned a lot about story in college. That was kind of like our huge thing. In film school is story. A majority of like stuff I've learned is through YouTube.
Yeah. It's a great team. I mean, those are people that have already kind of gone through and failed.
Yeah.
You know, so you can avoid some failures. Well, thanks for taking the time to sit down with us.
Yes.
appreciate you sharing the couch with me today.
It's been good.
I'm going to start calling you Tyler now. I feel like that I've earned it.
Kind of still do, so.
Well,
you have been.
All right, Dutch Nation.
My love.
Listen, we want to see your guys' videos out there. I dare you to make some rad videos and express yourself.
Yeah, do it.
But keep it, you know, come on. Keep it PG-13, folks. All right, guys. Love you guys and have a fabulous day. Peace, Dutch Nation. Boom.